Hi everyone, it's Jo. I haven't booed in a few days. I keep meaning to do an update with Jodie, but I will do that another time. But this boo is concerning a couple of interviews that are on the VI Talk channel. Basically, this weekend, Ian, that's Bevers 1972, and his lovely wife Elaine are staying down at the hotel in Tynmouth, the Vision Hotel. And another couple were on honeymoon, Gav and Ines Higgins. And Ines is on here, Mending Heart 87. And Ines is very inspirational, as is Gab, really. And Ian and I took the opportunity to interview them both. I interviewed Ines and Ian interviewed Gav. And basically, Gav wanted the opportunity to share the story of his journey to independence. And it really is inspirational, and he's very encouraging. Basically, his life was turned around when he went to RNC, which is the Royal National College for the Blind in Hereford. He'd had a very sheltered upbringing and tells his story very well and gives a very strong message at the end. So I just thought I'd put it out there for anybody who doesn't follow the VI Talk channel. You may want to listen to that, especially if you're a youngster going to RNC for the first time. You know, perhaps you've been quite sheltered, quite protected by your family, and you're wondering what to expect. And, you know, you're a bit nervous and you're wondering about independence and whether you can do it. Well, go take a listen to Gav's story. It is inspirational. Now, Ines is a lady who was very overweight. Due to comfort eating, due to being lonely in her youth and various other things. And she tells her story, again, very inspirational, of how she came to make the tough decision, I guess, and strong decision to have surgery to help with her weight loss. But she then went on to get involved with exercise, and she is now 14 months down the line training to do her first half marathon. And she has lost, well, if you want to know more about Ines's story or Gav's, go to the VI Talk channel and listen to them tell their stories, because they will do it far better than I can here. But Ines also does follow-up boos about surgery, what to expect, the aftermath of the surgery, you know, down the line, a year after, 14 months after, what she's doing now, what she's eating now, what she's able to eat, what she can't eat or doesn't eat. She also does a boo about supporting somebody with an eating disorder, not just someone who's obese, but any eating disorder, as a friend or family member. She talks about that side of it, and there's a couple of other people have done boos about that as well. And they've joined in with the discussion. And also, she has just recently done a boo about how she got into exercise and running as a visually impaired person and as a person who's post-surgery. So if any of that, if you just want to listen to, you know, a human interest story, go listen to Ines and Gav's interviews. But if you, as a lot of visually impaired people, it's been noted, struggle with weight gain and struggle with being overweight. So if you're interested in that, Ines has very kindly said that she would be happy to talk to anybody about it. They could leave a comment on the boo or get in touch with her via audio boo. But they are a lovely couple, very inspirational, tell their stories very honestly and on Ines's part with great courage, really. So I just thought I'd put that out there on my own feed, because I know there are people who follow me that don't follow the VI Talk channel and may be interested in hearing about that side of things. So, okay, I will leave it there and I hope you're all enjoying the sunshine. It is gorgeous down here in Tynmouth, and I will speak to you all soon. Thanks for listening.